Welcome to Rice is Rice, a podcast about the British East and Southeast Asian experience where we talk about all things Asian and not.
I'm Jem.
I'm Connor.
And I'm Akina. And my parents do that Asian parent thing where we have a family pet and they pretend that they hate it when you catch them out and they actually are super affectionate about it. And I feel like that's one of those like not so talked about things, but there's always videos of Asian parents like secretly tucking their pet dogs into bed or shit like that. That's my dad.
Are you talking about Jake or Jag?
I'm talking about the dog, Jake the dog.
Jake the dog.
Dito tucks him into bed.
Well, no, he just is like, you can tell my dad's not a very expressive person. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like any form of affection that he shows, even if it's like, you know, stroking the dog or like always wanting to walk the dog, it's just so sweet that he wants to spend time with this animal. I think he genuinely finds peace from it. But I am living for this relationship.
I do remember when he first got it, he was like, oh, dog. But now he's like loving it.
Yeah. In this episode, we're going to play the newly pod game. And if you know what the newly wed game is, then you kind of get our drift. But if you don't know what it is, a little explanation for you guys. It's a game that we've kind of adapted to apply to us as a podcast instead of like married couples. Like it's usually.
This is a completely original idea, Akina.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But what we've done is we've all answered the same 10 questions about each other. And what we're going to do for this episode is that we're going to go through each of the questions and try to guess how the other two co-hosts have answered it about ourselves. And the whole point of this episode, I know we're not like a newly set up podcast, you know, this is the second season, but you know what? New season means new listeners. And so for all these new listeners, what a great way to get to know who we are.
It sounds good.
So first of all, how did you guys feel about the questions?
I thought it was really hard. Like my brain was not working. I was like, some of the questions, and especially with Akina, I was really annoyed with myself because Akina, I know very well and I've known her since I was a child. So it should come really easily and naturally to me. But these questions aren't things I think about. With Akina, I'm not there thinking like, oh, okay. So one of the questions is like, what kind of animal would they be? And I was like, I have never once in my mind stopped to think, oh, what would Akina be if she were an animal? No. And I was there like literally stuck in that question for like half an hour because I couldn't think one for you, let alone one for Connor.
You gotta go by instinct. Anyway, let's jump into it. So let's go from the first question. The first question is, how did you meet each of your co-hosts? Connor, you go first. How do you think me and Jem answered?
So my first memory...
Meeting who? Me or Jem?
Is for meeting you, is we met in front of university at the entrance. Uh-huh. And for Jem, I put a talabathing because I couldn't remember.
A talabathing?
If you guys... Sure
no, it
right.
wasn't a talabathing. It wasn't.
If you guys don't know, you're forgetting that listeners don't know that this is.
Talabas are like family friendship group, mine and Akina's and Ash's and our like goddaughter and another family friend, and it's just our like little family group,
little like pseudo family. Yeah, you know? Yeah. We made our own family.
Connor was wrong because the way Connor and I met was virtually first because
that's
how in terms of like when I get asked how did you meet, I think about the first time I speak to someone.
This is
so
okay. I asked this to Akina and she was like, no, this is the first time in real life.
Oh well, so I didn't answer it, but if like the first time we met was virtually
and
Akina was trying to set us two up because she didn't want to accept that there was something going on with you two, and I was like, there is something going on between you two. So,
do you know when the first time you guys met in person? Can you answer that?
The first time we met in person wasn't Talabat either.
So you're wrong anyway.
What is it?
Yeah, it was like I think I'd gone into London. I met up with both of you.
What
are you gonna? Are you gonna
shit memory, Connor?
I don't accept that.
You don't believe that.
Fail.
All right.
You for me as well.
Yeah, you're pretty much right. When I met you in person, I met you on the steps of university. And I remember I was messaging you first for a while. And so I kind of knew you and I went over to you and you were talking to a group of people.
And kicked me.
And I kicked you. I kicked you in the foot or the shin or something to get your attention. And it worked. And best buddies ever since.
You try to neg me.
And then... with Akina, I think the way we met through like our families being mutual friends. Then you got invited to my 6th birthday party. And I remember you being there and thinking like, I don't know this girl. Yeah. Why is she at my party? And you were mean. You were cold to me.
Yeah, so... okay. Let's not jump to conclusions here because you're missing out a whole other part of the story in which like so many other kids were telling me that gem, she's a bitch.
Yeah, 6-year-old.
It was one girl. I've never been a bitch. I have been a kind, nice gal. Who's been telling you this?
A bunch of 6-year-olds saying other that she's a bitch.
All right, let me add to this story because I essentially had the same answer to you. So I think I met you, like you said, when my parents introduced me to you because they were introduced to each other. And I remember going to your house and it was just this stranger's house. And there was this really excitable kid, Jem, jumping around and trying to show me her Little Mermaid DVD or VCR or something. And I remember you skipped forward to the part where she sings Part of Your World and you started singing it. And I hated you because you were like, she's better than me. How dare she? But we must have been like 6 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
So ours were pretty accurate.
All right. Next question. Okay. If your co-hosts were animals, what would they be? Connor, you went first the last time. What do you think that we've guessed for you? It's pretty easy for me.
Yeah, it's very easy for Kina. So for Jem, I'm going to go first. You said something random. I have no idea what Jem would have put for me, to be honest. Maybe like a sloth?
A sloth?
Oh my God, right. Almost. I almost put down sloth, but then I was also like, grumpy cat?
Oh my God.
You know, yeah, the
grumpy cat. So you put a cat.
Yeah. But I put, no, specifically grumpy cat.
Well, I know Akina put a cat.
You put exactly the same as sloth. Me.
Did you put grumpy cat?
Look.
Yeah.
Grumpy cat. We both answered the same way, me and Jem.
Well, there's another point then, I guess, because I know that you two are predictable. Yeah.
What do you think that I answered for you, Jem?
A puppy.
Oh my God, you're so good at this.
What do you think I answered for you, Jem?
Oh God. Maybe also like a dog or a puppy or something excitable. I don't know.
What did I put?
A squirrel.
Squirrels are excitable.
A squirrel?
Squirrels are excitable and have a short attention span, which I can definitely see for you.
Okay. I mean, that's true.
I thought that you would guess the both of us cats, actually, Jem.
Really? Okay, right. So I initially was going to put you down also as a cat, but because I put Connor down as grumpy cat, I didn't want to put you down as a cat as well. So instead, I put you down as an owl.
I like that.
An owl?
That feels so like majestic.
That's bullshit.
Thank you so much.
That's bullshit. Akina is not an owl.
She is, right? Because the way I was thinking is like,
no, owls isn't.
Are like, also, when I was growing up, owls were like one of my favorite animals. And I just think like owls, very majestic, very like, I mean, the stereotypes of owls are wise and knowledgeable. And I think Akina is definitely my most wise, knowledgeable friend.
Bullshit.
This is a fun game, guys.
Akina is genuinely my most knowledgeable friend.
She's just full of shit.
She is. I've known her longer than you have, Connor. So
full of shit.
If like all of my friends and all of the people that know me say the same thing as Jem, maybe you're in the wrong.
No, they just don't know you like I do. It's full of shit. You just are good at acting.
I've known her since I was 6.
She's good at acting.
Yeah.
Nah.
Connor.
No.
Yeah. Connor.
Well, I put a dog for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have guessed that, actually.
Yeah.
Quite easily. Which I don't agree with, but there you go.
Yeah, I don't agree with dog for Akina.
I don't think I think dog extroverted, you know? I don't think that's me.
Yeah.
Well, how I see you. I see you as
extroverted,
dog.
Affectionate, in your face.
Question number 3. What are your co-host's best personality traits? And I think this one's really sweet, and I loved putting this into our list of questions. So Connor, you again go first. What do you think me and Jem love about your personality?
I would say for you that I'm caring.
Okay.
Loving.
Yeah,
something
okay.
Like that. Something along those lines.
I put a Filipino word. I put malambing, which means
oh yeah, so
it's the same. It means like
affectionate,
very caring. I think for the people that you genuinely care about, you can be super, super loyal and super, super caring. And I genuinely like that about you. We've gone into like super salty now. But what do you think Jem answered for you?
For Jem, I'm going to put something like good listener or something. I'm going to guess.
Oh, so I almost put that. Because Connor and I always have like 3 a.m. chats because we both don't sleep and get sad about things.
You get sad about things.
I was going to put that. But it said only one word. And I didn't want to put, because that was technically two words.
Well, no, so, not one word, just one personality trait.
Oh, it was like one word specific. And I was like, oh, it's not a good word. So then instead I put honest.
Yeah.
Because I think that's something I really admire about Connor. Like, it hurts, like some of the stuff he says. But I admire people who can just be honest and straightforward with people. Because I think it's a really hard thing to do. So, yeah.
I would definitely put that as my second favorite one for Connor, because it's true, like it's like not always what you want to hear, but you know that you'll hear the truth of what he thinks.
Yeah, you need a friend who is honest with you and straight up, because you need people to call you out and stuff. That's the only way you're gonna grow.
Yeah. Jem, what do you think I answered for you?
Excitable. I don't know.
No, absolutely not. What do you think, Connor? Before I give you my answer, what do you think Connor answered for you?
Connor's gonna be like annoying.
The best trait.
Why is that the best personality trait?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I literally have no clue. I struggled with this question a lot.
Oh, well, that makes me feel bad, because it makes me feel like I haven't said it enough to you. But this is our opportunity. This is becoming so like we're unpacking stuff here. You know, it's so nice. Wholesome. Well, I answered that, like, I love that you wear your heart on your sleeve. And I love that you're quite... I appreciate people who are honest about what they're feeling. And can,
emotionally
like,
open.
Can Yeah, you cry when you want to cry. You're like excitable or you're happy when you feel it. And it's just like you wear everything that you're feeling on your face. And I'm like, I've always wanted to be that kind of person, because it feels so freeing. You don't have to, it seems like you're not always so self-conscious about your feelings. Me, I'm feeling something about my feelings, and then I'm feeling something about those feelings, and then I don't want to show anything. So I like that you can just feel quite freely. That was my answer for
really
you.
That was really nice.
It was
like
so
that
easy,
about
actually.
Me too.
Wow.
Connor, what did you say?
You put eagerness.
I put eagerness.
Eagerness?
Yeah, it's good to be. It is.
I mean, it's like you're always up for doing stuff. You're like go getting, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's another term for it. Is it? It's the same?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like eager. I mean, sometimes it can be like a fatal flaw.
To your detriment.
Yeah, it can be a fatal flaw for you because like sometimes you're too eager. You burn yourself, like you're doing now.
Yeah.
You're burning yourself out, or like eager to please as well. You just want people to like you.
Like me.
So it's like one of your best qualities, but I also know that it's one of the qualities that hold you back. Sometimes, which is interesting. You're like a tragic heroine.
Oh, don't say that to her.
Oh,
she's gonna, gonna fucking not hear the end of that now.
I'm a tragic heroine.
Jem, you kind of answered what you think of me when we were talking about animals and me being an owl.
Oh, yeah.
And that's actually what I would have guessed, because like I said, you wear your heart on your sleeve and you're very vocal about what you think. You've told me loads of times already, which is why I know that you like that I give advice, or like I speak, I don't know, I feel like you've said that I just give information or something like that.
Yeah, I think you have like such like a courageous mind, in terms of you're willing to accept, like even since when we were kids, you were always questioning things that we'd been taught and wanting to unpack that and unlearn it, then relearn how you feel about yourself. I remember like that one conversation we had when we were younger about like religion,
yeah,
and how you told your parents like, I don't want to say I'm a Catholic anymore, and you like took a step back and you were like reading through about different religions, and I was like, that kind of thing would never go through my head. I kind of just would take whatever my parents would tell me. But you always had this such like a curious, like wanting to learn about life part of you, and it's very admirable. Like, I really admire you, Akina. I love you.
Oh my god,
this is turning into just me and Jen being like,
it's
I
just
love
you and Jen wanking each other
I
off.
Love you.
It's the wank fest between you two.
Well, okay, let's go for you, because you don't seem to answer these questions as nicely as me and Jem have.
What do you mean? those answers were very nice.
No, they were. I kid. Yeah. But yeah, I think bitch. I actually struggled. I would struggle to guess what your answer is for me. Actually, I would guess that you put patience, because you test my patience like a motherfucker. I think you're probably the biggest test to my patience in my life. Yeah. Love you.
The quick. Love you.
I can't remember what I put, even though I just put it in 2 seconds ago.
So you put determination. Oh, I wouldn't have guessed that. Do you want to expand?
Well, it's pretty self. I agree with that. It's pretty self-explanatory. You're very just determined and like when
about
you want to do
everything.
Yes.
Oh, I feel like I'm very lazy with selective things.
No, because you've done so many jobs that you
no.
So many jobs that you hate, but you still do it to like your full capacity and like being impressive and stuff.
Okay.
Although patience is a very good one. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Because I don't have patience to think.
Well, I like that you've put this for me. I enjoy that. Oh, this one's so nice. All right, let's quickly turn this around to the other side of the table and ask.
This should be fun.
What are your co-hosts' most irritating habits while recording? Connor, go. What do you think we both put for you?
Moody? Is that right?
Not for me. For you, Jen, did you put moody?
Oh, no, I didn't put that.
Well, do you want to hear what we actually put?
Come on, then.
I feel like we both probably did put the same thing.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, we did. I put, my answer was straight up Mumble King. You're the Mumble King. And Jen, you put, Connor mumbles a lot. So, yeah, we got the same thing.
Because you just go... Yeah, and then
it's like look, your mouth stops moving.
Look, I have, I think I have a big tongue. So like most of my mouth is full of my own tongue. So there is a lot less like space to move.
Yeah, you listeners are really learning some valuable information about us as hosts.
Yeah.
Connor has a big tongue.
Hell yeah, I do.
Ew.
It's the morning for us.
Yeah, it's Sunday morning. Jem, what do you think I answered for you
and
your most irritating habit while recording?
I think maybe that I ramble too much. Like I talk about the same thing, go
you're
over
good at this.
Over the same thing.
Exactly on point. I put that you can talk capitals forever and topics linked to more topics until we're off topic, but to be fair to you, it's getting better. Like you're pretty much on the topic that we're talking about.
Why does she get it's getting better? Why I have also been getting,
you're not getting any better with your mumbling.
I have been.
You got better and then you got
but
worse.
You mumble in real life as well.
You do mumble
because I think you mumble a lot. I don't know what happened.
What do you think?
Did Connor say ramble as well?
Is that your guess?
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
I put your internet.
That's not a habit.
My internet.
No,
oh,
the
I
question
get that.
Is,
yeah, my internet
what are
shit.
Your co-host's most irritating habits while recording? And for me, it's her internet.
But that's not a habit.
It is really annoying. But it's not something I do. It's not my fault.
Yes, it is. It's your fault.
Okay, but that is annoying, but not your fault. So not really accurate.
Connor's not very good at this game.
You guys are just I'm just too vagabond for you in my answers.
For me, I could only think of one, not that I'm so big-headed, but the one issue that I find annoying about myself, which like if I were my co-host I would find annoying about myself, is that I try to sometimes stick too close to like a rigid plan, and then it just becomes like kind of prescriptive when we're doing podcasts. Sometimes I throw in too many
I don't agree with that
stuff. That's what I would find annoying, because I feel
I like that
I get self-conscious that it kind of kills the flow. So that's what I would have put for the both of you. But am I wrong?
Yeah, you're wrong. I think that's a really good quality you have, because I think the good thing about our podcast is like you, Connor, and I have very different styles in terms of like what we bring to the podcast. And I think your part is that whole like research bit and the facts. And I think especially with episodes where there's a specific topic, and especially like ones that need more facts and knowledgeable stuff, you've got that.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it, because I'm not the kind of person to be super organized and have all that down. Okay. So I wouldn't put that as a negative trait at all.
Oh, that's good to know.
I think I wrote on yours that like I can't really think of any for Akina, but if I really had to, maybe sometimes she speaks away from the mic.
Yeah.
This is bullshit. I hate this episode. This is
this
shit.
Is you dealing no, with Akina's like two so best good. Friends.
This is fucking shit. This is fucking shit.
Connor, I'm guessing that I wasn't right for you either.
No.
What did you put? Oh, timekeeping?
Yeah.
What do you mean by timekeeping?
What do you mean? She's like, so good at timekeeping.
Not that you're... No, this is not... It's not what you're bad at. It's what you're most irritating. And I find Akina's timekeeping for, like, when we record irritating, because I'm, like, want to do something before recording something. And she's always telling me, like, can you just set up now, please? I'm like, it's fine. I can do that in, like, 2 seconds. I just need to do this first. And you just get really antsy when we, like, set up, because you have to.
Oh, well, I think this is just an issue that we have. This is so revealing to everyone of our personalities, like, in this relationship. Because, like, we have this conflict all the time where I want to just get things done really early. Mm. Like, that's my personality. And Connor does not.
No, and Connor knows the realistic time that it could be spent doing better stuff and then just do that stuff later.
I just want to be set up and ready, man.
Well, bro, I've got other stuff to do, man.
Bro, I've got other stuff to do.
Calm down.
Anyway, okay, well, I got that wrong. I wouldn't get any points for that. Okay, another easy one. Well, I don't know. I thought it was easy for the both of you. But if your co-host had a catchphrase, what would it be? What do you think?
I really struggled with it.
Yeah? I struggled for Akina. Jen was fucking easy.
Oh, I think I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, I think we said the same thing. But what do you think that me and Jen put for you for a catchphrase?
Probably something like mean or like fuck. Like ugh. Like,
well, you got it right for me.
Probably like a noise.
You got it right for me. My catchphrase for you, I wrote... Just that noise. Just like,
oh. I swear I don't make that noise. I don't know what you're talking about.
You do. A lot. What? I was going to put something like that down.
What did you put?
About you being rude or mean to us. But,
that's not catchphrase.
Yeah, but that's why I thought like it. I couldn't think of necessarily an actual catchphrase. So I was like, I know you say this every episode. So remember to get some rice in your life.
I
feel like that's turned into your catchphrase.
Yeah, that's very correct, actually. That would be his catchphrase. Yeah. Like, that is actually his catchphrase.
This is an actual catchphrase that he uses.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Good answer, though. Would you have thought about that?
No, but I guess that is technically the only right answer for this.
Yeah, that's the only right answer.
I say it. I've said it now for 50-something episodes.
Jen, I think you've already guessed what me and Connor put for you. So what do you think we put as your catchphrase?
I'm sweating.
I'm sweating indeed. That's the only thing Jem says.
You gross woman. Why are you always sweating?
Why are you so profusely...
Honestly, I met someone recently, though, who sweats more than me, and it makes me feel so much better. I'm like, phew.
Fuck,
I'm
not, are they just wet all the time? Disgusting. Surely at that point, they're just wet.
All the time.
Yeah.
Because every time we start recording, Jem says... Oh my God, guys, I'm sweating. Or when pre-COVID times, you'd come to our flat and the first thing you'd say, I swear before high sometimes, is I'm sweating.
Also, that's also to do with the fact that she struggles to climb up two flights of stairs.
Oh, no. Okay, right. Your stairs, though, aren't normal stairs. They're like friggin'...
They're normal stairs.
Like, no, they're like vertical. Like, it's so steep.
And she's always fanning her armpits.
Yeah. Like, also, like loose clothing and being able to do this. You need that.
I don't know what you guys would have put for me, like, at all. I couldn't guess. I don't think I have... I think I want to pay attention to the way I speak more, because I just want to catch out these things that are repeated in my vocabulary. Blah, blah, vocabulary.
Vocabulary.
Yeah.
Vocabulary.
Yeah, that word.
I also didn't know what to put, so I just kind of put the first thing that came to mind.
Which was?
No.
No. This is revealing so much about our relationship.
That's all I fucking hear.
Jem, what did you put?
I couldn't think of anything. I was about to put like your pornographic voice, but I was like, that's not really a catchphrase. So instead I put, which I don't even think you say it that much, but because again, down the knowledgeable route, I was like, your catchphrase would be like, oh, I read something recently that said.
I say then, something along the lines of that often on the podcast.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Again, question number, I don't know. Who's most likely to deal with a spider?
Should we just say on three?
Okay. Ready? One, two, three.
Akina.
Yep, so we all agree on that one.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys agree with me. Mm. Yeah, I've done it for you, Connor, plenty of times where you're like behind me because you're scared. I'm pretty sure I've done it for you before, Jen. Yeah.
It's only the big ones. You know
the big ones.
The big house ones that like really freaky in the summer.
Yeah.
Those are freaky, man.
Easy.
Yeah, we all got that. Yeah.
Right. Who would play your co-host in the film adaptation of Rice is Rice?
Jem, want to go first?
Jem, what do you think? Who do you think we've chosen for you? First of all, I want to preface this. And because Connor raised the fact earlier that like he has to choose a Filipino actor because like
he's trying to be. Sense.
I didn't at all. That was too difficult. So I was like, first person that came into my head, I just put it down.
Mm, yeah. So
what do you think?
I also thought around the same as Connor, and I was thinking with like Asian people, like Chinese and Filipino, but that was really hard, but I did stick to that. But for me, I think, did you pick someone white for me, Akina?
No.
Oh, is it an actress or can it be like, because I was going to say maybe.
Well, it's a film adaptation.
Well, no, because I was going to pick maybe a YouTuber because I know before you've said Jen M.
Oh. Right. I wouldn't.
Yeah. She's not an actor though. So.
But she's not an actor. I don't know.
I technically also chose not a Filipino person in the end for you.
Oh. So can you make any guesses?
Is she Asian?
Shall we tell you?
Just tell me.
For me, the first person that popped into my mind for some reason was Gina Rodriguez. And I have no idea why.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see that.
I saw her in a, what was that rom-com we watched? Someone Great.
Something, you know, Great.
That,
yeah.
Something
that
great.
Scene in the kitchen when they start singing Lizzo. I was like,
yeah. I was like, for some reason, her in Someone Great, I was like, yeah, she could play Jem.
Mm. Yeah, I can see that.
What did you put, Connor?
I put a brown Kristen Bell.
A brown Kristen
see that.
Bell?
Like a Chris, like someone like Kristen Bell, but brown.
Oh, I see that.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Connor? What do we think? What do you think we put for you?
I don't know.
I've said many times for the both of us before, so this is just a case of you not listening now.
Oh, is it? Oh, really? I'm panicking. Is it like Harry Shum Jr.'s wife or something?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, yeah. Harry Shum Jr.'s wife is Filipino. So
his
that is
wife
accurate.
In real life?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he's married.
He's a kid. He's a daddy.
And for
talk to some people, he is.
You, Jem? I couldn't guess.
So I really struggled with this. And then I picked, because I was trying to stick down the Filipino route, so I put two people down as you, teenage you and older you.
God, teenage, I have to you, Google these names.
Teenage you is, you know, Lizzie McGuire's best friend.
Yeah.
That's teenage you.
Miranda?
Miranda is like Akina when she was younger. The hair, the style, everything.
I can see that for sure.
Yeah. And she's half Filipino, but Akina's full Filipino. But
oh, is she? I didn't know that.
Yeah, she is. And then I put down as, I'm not really an adult you, but like I just put her down because I think I've told you this before, that I think she really looks like you, is that YouTuber,
right?
Richie Pamintuan or something. She's Filipino.
She looks nothing like Akina.
Really she looks nothing like me.
Every time I see her, I'm like, it's Akina. The way she smiles, the way she talks, like, yeah, I just, no. I
maybe. Maybe mannerisms. Maybe if I watch her, I'll relate to something.
We just Googled her.
No, I think your personalities are very different, though. It's literally just the way she looks. Yeah.
What?
That's interesting. It's like you're seeing something completely different from what I see in the mirror. I'm going to watch some of her videos and see if I can see what you're seeing. Okay, what do you think that we both put for you?
Harry Shum Jr.
Harry Shum Jr.
Okay.
Yeah.
You wish.
I do wish. Okay, I do wish.
Every fucking day I wish this.
But I see like you guys have a similar body shape. It's mostly that.
Both dancers.
Yeah, he's so more built, but like you have a similar body shape.
He's taller too.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
He's really hot, basically.
Excuse me. I am also very hot.
Okay.
Excuse me, you're my girlfriend. So if you don't accept that, then that's just cutting you out. What are you talking about?
Next question. What is the best way to get on your co-host's nerves?
I didn't put a specific for each of you. I think it's the same.
I think I put specifics.
Okay. I would guess that you guys put, I don't know, maybe like arrogance. When people are arrogant, I'm completely off base for what you guys put.
I said like rescheduling recordings last minute, rambling, and being overly excitable.
That is a lot of things that you've listed.
Yeah. To do with what I do, though. Because I thought it was as in, like, what do I do that annoys you guys?
For Jem, I would say, I don't know. Actually, I don't know. I did a lot of stuff I do to annoy you, so that's like a really wide open gate, and I don't know for Jem. What did you put? What did you write down?
I put the best way to get on Jem's nerves is underestimating her.
Yeah.
Like when people just, it's like the belittling feeling. I feel like that would really tick you off.
Yeah, that does.
And for Connor, I put like the same as what I would have guessed you guys put for me, which is like anyone being arrogant or like white man energy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know, they just think they're the shit.
Yeah. Entitlement.
That's what I put. Entitlement, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jem, you already said what you put for the both of us.
So what I put is, to get on Akina's nerves is to be bad at timekeeping, because she hates it when people don't stick to times. And for Jem, I put being a smart ass to her. Yeah.
Which is kind of the same as mine.
Yeah.
Like underestimating you or like talking down to you.
It's like the other side of the same coin type of thing.
Yeah. It bugs me. And I get that a lot because I think because my personality is so like outgoing and I don't really take things too seriously, people assume I'm really dumb. So, yeah. And I hate that so much. And then they try to think they're like smarter than me. And I'm like, well, actually, I'm actually pretty smart, but it doesn't seem it.
Yeah, I think when you have a genuinely fun loving personality, people assume that you're not trying or like you don't take things straight.
Yeah,
serious. All right, this can be the same thing where we just say who on the count of three who would most likely go viral and why. 3, 2, 1
Jem.
Yeah. All right, let's go through whys. I want to say my why. I put Jem when she finally gets caught peeing in a bottle somewhere.
Jem, please tell me you're recording. Yeah, you remember to record your camera to get that on film. Okay, good.
I outed you, so tell me if you want me to edit that out. But that's genuinely the first thing I thought.
I'm not ashamed. I feel like.
Do you
want to
tell everyone what you do?
So I have a very weak bladder, and I blame it on the fact that when I was younger, I used to be very good at holding my wee, but my parents would always go food shopping at the time I'd get home from school, and I never had keys, so I'd hold in my wee for like 2-3 hours. And was very good at it. But now when I need a wee, I have to go now, otherwise I will wet myself. And there was a time
you're like menopausal,
right? So people have been suggesting to me like, have you thought of adult nappies? And I was like, oh my god, don't say that, I'm not there yet.
So what is it going to be like when you're menopausal? It's just like going to be like,
I'm scared.
You can't even feed it. It's just going to like kind of
go.
Like,
oh my god,
after having children as well, like, oh no, I'm so scared. But basically I was on a rush hour tube on the Piccadilly line, and that
line stops
at every single fucking stop. And
then
I decided, like, I had a Pret bottle in my bag, and I was like, either I wee right now and everyone sees this puddle underneath me, or I try to be strategic and tuck this bottle into my tights and wee into the bottle. So I did that, and I weed what I couldn't hold in into the bottle, shuffled off the train, put the cap on, and then went to the toilet, poured it out, and weed the rest of it out. So, you know, be smart, guys.
That genuinely is a skill that impresses me.
Thank you.
Yeah, the first time you told us that story, I was like, what do you mean you peed into the bottle?
You were trying to compute how that
works. Yeah, I was like, on the tube? Like, do you just get it out or something? You're like, no, I just like hit it. Like,
but I think one day you're going to pull that shit and someone's going to see you and like film you. And it's the type of viral you do not want to go.
It's the cover of Daily Mail or whatever. We're like, God, imagine. Look at this woman peeing into a bottle.
If that brings Rice is Rice to like a platform and like gets us loads of views.
I would rather you not relate Rice is Rice to you peeing in a bottle in public.
What did you put? Why did you think she'd go viral?
I just put TikTok.
Oh, that she'd start a TikTok?
Yeah.
TikTok's not for me. I tried. Like, obviously, I have a TikTok and I was like, oh, let me make content, but it's just not for me. I feel like it'll be something through Instagram because that's the only platform I use religiously.
What did you put for yourself?
I just said that like I'll probably end up saying something like stupid or doing something silly, like being clumsy or something that gets recorded and then that gets shared. Because I'm a bit dumb with like carrying myself.
Your body.
With my body.
Good. We all agree on that one. Okay, this is the last question. Finish the sentence. The one word that that best describes the vibe of Rice is Rice is, and I feel like we can just go through our answers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jem, do you want to go first?
I think I put organized chaos.
I like that.
Yeah, I feel like we do
not
have
one word, but okay.
Yeah, it wasn't one word, but I couldn't think of anything else. And you know what? I made a sacrifice with Connor's answer earlier, so I was like,
oh, so you deserve an extra word.
I deserve an extra word here.
Organized chaos.
Yeah. Yeah,
sure, a word
organized chaos, because I think it is, like, I think we do have a bit of a chaotic vibe, but like a good chaotic vibe, just because we're all very different and what we bring to the podcast is all very different. And there are times when like we won't agree and we'll laugh or we'll like raise our voices, not in like a angry way, but it is chaotic, but it's
but like getting passionate about something.
It's good. Yeah.
So I put balanced. Which I suppose is kind of the same idea as you had, Jem, where it's like we all kind of bring something different to the table. And I think it makes us as a unit pretty balanced.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. That's like size of a triangle type thing.
Yeah. What did you put?
But legit.
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 Okay, what's your thinking behind that?
Just because, like, I know, it's just, this podcast is legit, isn't it? It's just like,
that's all.
We have good audio, we have good branding, like you said, we have good, like, a balance and topical balance and episode subject balance stuff. It's just kind of legit.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I can get behind that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that was lovely to, like, gas each other up and like, well, mostly for me and Jem, and then Connor was just there.
Yeah, I was just here.
Good wholesome fun.
That was super cute. Okay, so for anyone that's made it to this part of the episode, congratulations. Now you've learned a little bit more about your host for Rice is Rice. And if you want to carry on listening, if you like what you hear, where can they keep on listening, Jem?
You can keep on listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, other podcasting sites that you listen through, because I think we're on all of them. And obviously head over to our socials to see a little bit of content here and there. Connor, what are our social media handles?
You can follow us on Instagram at Rice is Rice, on Twitter you can follow us on Instagram at Rice is Rice Pod, on Twitter as at Rice is Rice _ pod, and on YouTube you can find us at Rice is Rice.
Good and accurate.
Yes.
Well done. Well, thanks guys for listening. This has been some like Sunday chill wholesome vibes that we are bringing to your table on Wednesday. So tune in for more. And
see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye. Connor, your catchphrase.
And don't forget to get some rice in your life.
Perfect.
Well, bye, guys.
Bye.